Well, with us now is the Mayor of Whangarei, Cheryl Mai. Kia ora.
Kia ora, koe, Susie.
So, two close contacts of the woman have tested negative. That must be, to some extent, a bit of a sigh of relief. But this is a long list of places that she's been visiting.
It is a long list, and it's also places where lots of people go. So we've got many, many anxious Northlanders today.
Yeah, how much sort of back and forth have you had with members of the public and businesses about what to do now and how to cope?
I think most people are responding and listening to the advice that happens from the authorities. But we've also got social media, which does a wonderful job telling people and hearing back from the community. So it's been interesting watching some of the comments that come through there.
Lots of people will be keen to get tested at this stage. Do you know how many people went through the testing centres in Northland over the last day or so?
I don't know the exact numbers, but I do know that the numbers increased dramatically as soon as this announcement was made, and more of the pop-up testing stations are being stood up. So it's important that people find their local one and head on down and join the queue.
Do you have enough people to deal with those numbers in terms of medical staff, testing staff?
Oh, definitely. I know that there will be some frustration, though, where in the last lockdown, when cases came through, people were frustrated about the length of time that they were having to wait. But and just encourage people to be patient. There will be extra demand that does put extra pressure on the existing systems.
And quite a lot of places will have to close and have deep cleans. Do you know if there's going to be any sort of funding either from yourself or central government to help those businesses?
I'm not aware of anything, but obviously going through to MB and checking with your local chambers of commerce and things like that just to see what support is available, if any. I'm not aware of any, but there may well be. I do understand the businesses that are doing what they're advised to do through Ministry of Health, and many of them are just closing, doing the deep clean and making sure that their staff are safe and healthy.
Now, what about the possibility of a resumption of the iwi checkpoints? Is that something that you'd be supportive of?
I have heard that there is a drive to encourage monitoring of people who are coming into the region. That'll be a decision that's made with Ministry of Health and Police and iwi leaders. Those discussions will happen. At this stage, I would say that that's unnecessary, but we will watch this space.
What about, obviously, looking ahead to the beginning of February and Waitangi? Should those commemorations go ahead? When should a decision be taken on that?
Well, that was one of the first things I was thinking about. We've got celebrations at Ruapikapika and Waitangi, and, of course, those are areas where large numbers of people gather. That decision will obviously be talked about as we speak. I don't know the outcome of that. I'm hoping it won't interfere with the nation's celebration of Waitangi, but yeah, we'll have to wait and see.
What about a message to people this morning? What would you say to people in Northland about what to do and what they should be doing?
Hopefully, if anybody's been unwell, that they will do the right thing. They've stayed home or they've organised to get themselves tested. I think we need to just be calm and carry on as close to normal as possible. But clearly, we're on alert and we're anxious. And but please don't panic buy. I've seen supermarkets already shelves lost toilet paper again. Really? It just it doesn't make any sense. But the most important thing is that this is being well managed. I'm so impressed with the way we've very quickly got onto this. But the impact, the potential is great. So we just need to be calm.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning on Morning Report. That's Whangarei Mayor Cheryl Mai.